For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This segment can be enlightening, it can be enriching, it can be entertaining, and it can be awfully awkward too. And I think it has made some people cry. 617.
Sometimes me.
655-1234. 617-655-1234. What do you do and how much do you make? You are welcome to remain anonymous. You work in some sort of marketing, correct?
I do.
What kind of marketing?
It's marketing strategy.
For what?
A microscope.
So you take these microscopes and then you create marketing so that schools or labs and such will utilize them?
We've got the focus. You won.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That was great.
You can see bacteria in HD.
Absolutely.
So many science puns are coming to my mind right now. How did you end up in microscope marketing?
I started out pre-med and realized that I didn't want to treat patients. Mm-hmm.
So to do this job, you sort of need to understand how a lot of that stuff works. You need to have that education.
Yes.
Okay.
What kind of companies are you mostly selling microscopes to?
Research companies, hospitals, materials science, semiconductors.
I don't even know what that last one meant.
Like chips, computer chips.
Do you work for a very big company?
Yes.
And do you have employees underneath you, or is it just you?
I have employees.
How many?
Sorry.
No.
Six.
Get it, girl.
Do you shop at Wegmans all the time or just to treat yourself?
Most of the time.
Okay.
I know you said you were pre-med, then you switched. What is your level of education now?
Master's and an MBA.
Okay, you're smart.
Okay. Are we ready to make a guess here?
Yeah, I think that helped.
Have we magnified the situation up, Kennedy?
Get out.
We're going to slide into her.
Have we analyzed every microscopic detail?
All right, Kennedy, you're up first.
Throat punches.
She giggled.
A microscope marketing person.
I feel like, you know, you have a lot of education behind you. You've got six people underneath you. I feel like you work for a big company. I feel like you make good money. I'm going to say that you make
$210.
Yes, Carson, $210.
Dan?
I have no frame of reference, but my gut's saying it's a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go like $150.
$150. Okay. I'm going to Price is Right Kennedy, and I'm going to go $211,000.
I think you guys are high.
Okay. So without saying the name of your company, the town you're from, or your name, how much do you make as a microscope marketing person?
$250 and a 30% bonus.
Get into it, girl.
$250 plus a 30% bonus.
Good
on top
for
of
you.
That.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Wow, not treating patients has worked out.
Right? I think you got the winning end of that one, ma'am.
That's incredible.
I think the universe showed you where you needed to be and you found it.
Wow. What good stuff. Congratulations to you. All right. Let's do one more. You're a software engineer, correct?
Yes.
So many wicked smart people calling in for what do you do and how much do you make?
Also a lot of money.
Yes. So what type of software is it that you engineer?
Well, I'm actually a quality engineer, so I don't write the software. I do the tests, but it's a math and engineering software.
Of course it is.
So just because I don't understand things like this. So somebody makes this software and then they give it to you and you test it to see if there are bugs or things that need to be changed or things that can make it easier to use, things like this.
Yes, exactly.
Can you see the Matrix?
Can I see the Matrix? I've also never seen the movie. So.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Are you at all concerned about the uprising of AI coming to take some of these jobs?
No, not really.
All right. How much schooling did you have for this job?
I just got my bachelor's.
Don't say just, ma'am.
That's farther than I ever got.
How long have you been in this field?
I'm almost at 4 years.
Okay. So is this an entry-level position?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. When's the last time you bought a new car?
A year ago, actually.
Nice new car. Let's go. Smells
my
good.
My first car.
Your first new car?
You. Sounds like she's fresh out of college.
I am so okay. here for everything okay. right now.
So I think we're getting some good context
yes,
on this.
I think
we're getting some good context on this. Where'd you go on your last vacation?
I was in Mexico.
Okay. Are we ready to make a guess now?
I think so.
Dan, you want to go first?
I think you should go first. You went last time.
Okay. I'm going to say on this one, I'm going to go $135,000 a year. 4 years out of college, kind of just starting their career.
Yeah. That's what I'm on the same wavelength of she's still fresh and it's more still entry level.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple of years, she's going to be making a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to say at the start, like 110.
110. Okay. And Kennedy?
95.
Okay. As a software engineer, without saying your name or where you're from or the name of the company you work for, how much do you earn a year?
Just got a raise to 132.
Woo! Let's go. Could you imagine if, you know, you coming out of college, you're like, well, I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. And 4 years later, you're making $132,000 a year.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I hope you have a long future with them. And
that's
just
awesome.
Keep making bonus and keep making money and keep moving up the ranks.
Buying new cars.
Yep. Control that quality, girl.
All right. All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.